This is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Live Cope LC. We are a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, under Live Cope LC. And of course, you can always visit our website, livecopeapp.com. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion or, you know, just sort of tells you what's going on in their personal life. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone or your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to our website, livecopeapp.com, or you can go to the App Store and download it that way also. Okay, so today I want to talk about... this is a really hard subject for me. And I feel like it's one that I've been avoiding, like, hardcore, because I could have talked about this plenty of other times. But what I want to talk about today is being okay with your solitude, being okay with being alone. It's something that's really hard to deal with, especially after being with someone for 7 years consecutively. You know, doing everything, and yeah, there was extended periods of time apart because of jobs, but, yeah, man, like, just going from that to now having to be alone and having to navigate all of those feelings that come with being alone. It's hard. It's really hard. I don't think people really understand how hard it is. Some people think that it's fun, and it is. It has its fun times, but the reality is that most of the time, it's not fun. Most of the time, solitude is nasty and ugly and heartbreaking. Because for me, I basically felt like I was in mourning, you know? And mourning for, like, a life that I no longer had. Not a yearning for it, because I definitely took my time with my decision. A long time. So, becoming alone or, you know, facing the reality of being alone, I knew going into it exactly, like, the amount of work it was going to take, you know, And I accepted that, and you know, I was willing to work through it. But it's one thing when you're just thinking about it, and it's another thing when you're actually going through it. Thankfully, I have two amazing dogs that I love dearly, and, you know, they definitely for sure have been instrumental in helping me get, like, through this tough period. But irregardless of if I had her dogs or not, like, you still crave that person there, because that person was always there. And it's not because you regret your decision, it's just when you're so used to a routine, It's hard. It's hard when now you have to do everything alone. And, you know, what somebody else used to do for you, like my dogs, like help with my dogs, take the dogs out. Now it's all on you. Even things like, that makes you feel alone. Like, I remember, like in the early stages, I hurt my back really, really bad. And I still had to take my dogs out, and my apartment was in the second floor, and my dogs really had to go, and I literally had to walk, like, baby steps, like, basically crawling. And they kept pulling at me, and with whatever strength I had, I kept trying to pull them back, and it was just so hard. And, like, literally, in the middle of the parking lot, I'm sure there was a couple of neighbors that heard me. I just broke down and little by little still walked the dogs, like bawling, like tears everywhere, very, very melodramatic. But that's just where I was at, you know. I just felt so lonely, so devastatingly low, because not only did I feel like physically ill, but knowing that I had no one to call or count on, like, made me feel like just emotionally ill to a point that I didn't even understand I could feel. And boy, that was so hard. Like, moments like that were so hard. Or, you know, when you used to have someone be able to drop you off at the airport, and now it's like you gotta scrunch up money and make sure that you have enough to cover, like, the parking fees or to cover a shuttle round trip, which is like $80, you know. And it's like someone you used to just take you, you know. Or like when something's happening in your life and you need someone, like, it can be incredibly lonely, but you start accepting the reality that you're better off alone, and you're better off feeling these feelings of, like, solitude, but you're not hurting for another person. Like, you're hurting because you're alone, because you miss a routine, because you miss the way things used to be, but at least it's like you're working on yourself. There's all this growth. Like, me, like, I mean, there's been so many amazing things happening in my life. And if it wasn't for the time that I had alone to really think about the, you know, the direction I was taking my life in, what kind of person I wanted to be in the future, just what I was looking to achieve in this world, you know, like, what was my purpose? I know it sounds cheesy, and it's like, being alone, I found my purpose. But no, being alone, I found myself. But it took a while being okay with being alone. And I think I made some regrettable decisions in those early stages of just, like, hanging out with people that were, you know, perhaps not the best at times, just because it meant having someone around. And then, you know, finally just facing that, like, you know, it's okay to just have good days and bad days. And there's going to be days where I might be upset and cry or get frustrated or, you know, break down in the middle of a parking lot because I'm hurting not only physically but emotionally. I can't think of the countless times that, you know, I was at work and someone would ask about him, you know, and I would have to be like, oh, we're separated. And man, like, that shit sucked because it was like being reminded constantly, you're alone, you're alone, you're alone. Like, I feel sorry for you, you know, like those, like, oh, well, you're young, like, no, like, no one was even worried about that. It was just, like, that, sorry puppy look, you know what I mean? And, yeah, man, it's just, boy, it was hard. It was hard. And it's not anymore. Now it's amazing, and now I'm, like, this whole other woman, and now I'm just like, fuck yeah, I went through that shit. Like, that was hard, but back then, I couldn't have sat here and talked about those feelings, because, I mean, even just sitting here, like, it still brings up that emotional feeling, like, not in a bad way, but just, like, I feel choked up a little bit, you know, and that's human nature, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to reflect over certain periods of your life, you know? But at the same time, like, I'm so excited for what's to come. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like the universe has been just helping me and guiding me towards the right path. And in that, you know, I've become happier, and I don't feel so alone anymore, you know? Because I found myself. And Oh, that's priceless. And so I'll take all those terrible feelings of loneliness. I'll take all those, oh, I'm so sorry's, and you're young. You're still, you got plenty of time, and all that bullshit. I would take it a million times over to have the feeling that I have now, because this is priceless. Like, just to find your way, just to find your way through a web of emotions, through a web of feelings that you can't help. Like, you just have to go through it. Like that shit suck, feeling lonely, or like, sometimes I would go to like poetry things and like I'd be alone and I still go alone, But now it doesn't matter, but back then it did. And I remember how it would make me feel. And that sucked. And now it's like I go to these things and I do my thing, and sometimes I do invite people, other times, it's just me and I'm there for me, and that's beautiful. Like, in my solitude, I found myself. And in my loneliness, I really just found the joy for life. Because if I would have stayed in that place, like, it would have served me no purpose. And I want to be of purpose in life. And I want to live life in a way where that highlight reel at the end of the day, when I'm taking my last breath, I want that to be like the most fucking epic, like, highlight reel ever. And I say this a lot. There's two certainties in life. We were all born and we will all die. So I want what's in between to count. And going through those feelings of loneliness, that shit was necessary. That shit was absolutely necessary to find myself and to get to this point, because now I'm finally living life and I'm not gonna die with dreams. Like, I'm achieving my goals, and my goals are my dreams. And I always tell you guys, if I can do it, you can do it too. And I promise you. I promise you, you absolutely can. Guys, that's all I have for you today. As always, you can write to us on Facebook and Instagram under LifeCope LLC. You can visit our website, lifecopeapp.com. If you'd like to keep up with me, you can visit my website, nancyiperez.com. Guys, take care, and I'll catch you next week. See ya.